There, do you have any idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic?
It's Venus.
Huh?
Venus.
Why not? We bounced signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it, the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hello and welcome to Media Geek. This is your weekly look at the world of grassroots and independent media, as well as a critical examination of our media environment. My name is Paul Rees-Mandel, and I'm your host. On today's program, you know, you deal with telephone companies and cell phone companies and telecommunications companies, and you start to think, wow, they got lobbyists, they're out there, they got someone backing them up. Well, who's there to help you? Well, if you live in Illinois, there is the Citizens Utility Board. Jim Chilson, who is communications director with CUB, is with me in the studio today, and we're going to talk more about telecommunications and you. Do stay tuned. Jim, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
So, to get started, I think a lot of people aren't even aware of the Citizens Utility Board and what you do. So if you could give us a little capsule on that, that
yeah,
would be helpful.
Yeah, sadly, a lot of people, yeah, we get that from a lot of people. They just haven't heard of CUB. And the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB, was created back in 1983 by the Illinois legislature. We opened our doors in 1984, so we are celebrating our 25th anniversary of fighting for consumers. And that's our job, basically, is to fight for the rights of utility consumers across the state of Illinois. That's basically anybody who pays an electric, gas, or telephone bill. And one of the great things about working for CUB that I have found as director of communications is that you can really have an immediate impact on someone. It sounds funny, but with this economy, there are very few things that you can have an immediate impact on. And you can sit somebody down with their phone bill and they can walk away saving hundreds of dollars a year, and that's mm-hmm. a really good feeling.
Now, is CUB a state organization? Are you independent?
That's an excellent question. Actually, we get that a lot. We were created by the Illinois legislature, but we're an independent organization. Mm-hmm. We got a little bit of seed money at the beginning, but we had to pay that back with interest. We did in about 18 months, 2 years. And now we get by on grants, but mostly from contributions from Illinois mm-hmm. consumers like yourself. $5 on up. Mm-hmm. You can join CUB, you get our newsletter, and we keep you up to date on all issues, whether it's the electric rate hike that Ameren downstate is trying to hit people with, or it's the latest about the natural gas market, or even we just put out something about, you may have heard, David Pogue of the New York Times mm-hmm. had a Take Back the Beep campaign where he was asking everyone to email their cell phone companies over the voicemail instructions mm-hmm. That the cell phone companies have, because that costs us money. And he estimated that for one company, it cost about $600 million a year that in revenue that they got just because the voicemail instructions are so long and needlessly
right.
long. So we joined his campaign mm-hmm. and we got him leading it and CUB helping out. And other groups helping out. We got hundreds of thousands of people to email and to complain to their cell phone companies. So we hit all kinds of issues.
It's a case of those pennies. The minutes add up, huh?
We like to say, they will nickel and dime you to death. That's what it's all about. And it's amazing. Little things can make a big deal over after, they've been on your bill for years.
It's kind of a unique thing to have a Citizens Utility Board here in Illinois, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are a handful of CUBs in the United States. It's actually was an idea that was created by or gained a lot of popularity under Ralph Nader. Mm-hmm. He thought that there should be some type of group that represents utility customers. Now, this was back in the late 60s, early 70s, even into the 80s when, ComEd was, coming almost every other year in for huge rate hikes. They had these nuclear plants that were going over budget and they were taking forever to build. And it was just getting ridiculous. Something had to happen. So they created that created enough impetus for the Citizens Utility Board here. But there's one in Oregon. There's one in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But they're very different. I will say that we seem to have a nice combination of, we have a lot of that freedom that a government agency wouldn't have, you know, and we have a lot of community support. So we're treated very nicely by our members. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of forward thinking in a way, and kind of amazing that it was created by the state legislature.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, it is. It's just a really great group. And there are a lot of people who will say, I didn't even know you existed. I can't believe you can help me this way. And a lot of times we were talking before the show began, you know, sometimes it's even just Cub getting involved, on a very shallow level in a case. And that will spur a utility company to say, oh, we don't want to deal with Cub. we'll take care of, we'll give you your money back, or we'll give you this refund, or we'll make sure your power stays on. And that's just a really good feeling to be working for a group that works so hard and has a lot of success.
Well, and here on Media Geek, we really have been getting in-depth into telecommunications issues. And lately, we've been actually focusing quite a bit on cell phones and quite a bit on telephone and internet mm-hmm. service. So can you give me a snapshot of some of the issues which Cub is dealing with regularly when it comes to, say, home phone service?
Absolutely, absolutely. By the way, I love that introduction to your show. I think that's very cool. Well, okay, issues with telecommunications service. Well, you know, this next Saturday, August 22nd at Lincolnwood Town Center, we're holding the biggest phone bill clinic of the year. And that's one of our one of our most popular events that we hold are phone bill clinics across the state of Illinois. We go into church basements, we go into community centers, libraries. We'll go anywhere, and we'll sit. We'll have people bring in their bills, and we'll read over their bills. Half the battle is just getting people to sit down and look at their bills. And based on what we've seen on landline bills, and now what we've seen on cell phone bills, we've come up with the five best ways to save.
Mm-hmm.
We entered into we're in a series of legal battles with AT&T, and it ended in a settlement in which AT&T is forced to offer some very low-cost local calling plans. Now, what makes these unusual is we created these local calling plans. Hmm. It's very unusual that you have a consumer group. It's very unusual that you have a phone giant like AT&T actually marketing plans or selling plans that were created by a consumer group. But we have these plans, and we're trying to spread the word about them. They're, unlike other plans that AT&T has, they're designed to the way people use the phone. Most people don't use the phone the way these other phone companies design their plans. AT&T wants you to sign on to these just very big bloated plans with huge monthly fees. Mm-hmm. They have a ton of calling features like voicemail, call waiting, automatic callback. It goes on and on. And then they give you a ton of calls that you can make. Most people don't make nearly enough calls or want nearly enough calling features to justify the price that they pay mm-hmm. for those plans. So what we've been doing, we've been on a campaign the last 2 years, is to get people connected to these consumers' choice plans. So that's one thing we've been dealing with.
And so these are like really stripped down, just a minimum of minutes a month or and local calling, I suppose, and minimal features at a relatively low price.
And I know it seems, in some ways, it seems counterintuitive. You know, we're in the iPhone years. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all these beautiful pieces of machinery out there that people can use. But, you know, a lot of people still just want plain old telephone service.
You know, I myself can really identify with that. Before I moved up to Chicago, when I lived in Champaign-Urbana, we had DSL service. And at that time, you couldn't get so-called naked DSL. You had to get, you had to have a home phone and then get
DSL.
Very
frustrating.
And, you know, my wife and I decided that we did want the home phone, but we really only wanted it as our emergency phone.
Absolutely.
You know, the phone that would be on when the electricity goes off for making 911 calls if we needed to. And we really only gave the number to our friends, and our closest friends and our family, so they could get a hold of us if the cell phones weren't working or some other means weren't working. And we weren't making long-distance phone calls. But you're right. It was virtually impossible for us to get to spend less than $30 a month, mm-hmm. even though we really didn't use the phone except under very certain circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you're a connected person. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. we see people at phone bill clinics, you know, they might be, you know, your stereotypical grandmother who comes in, you know, or like my grandmother who comes in and, you know, doesn't want to, you know, doesn't have use for the internet, doesn't have use for a cell phone, just wants plain old telephone service. But I think plain old telephone service also works for the internet generation too. It can in a lot of ways.
Yeah, because it stays on.
Right.
When the lights go out, you still have phone. When did these citizens' choice plans go into effect?
They're called the consumer's choice plans. About 2 years ago.
Okay.
Under this legal settlement. And what's great about them is the prices are frozen through 2011.
Hmm.
After that, they will be able to raise, if they want to raise the prices beyond the rate of inflation, they have to go before the Illinois Commerce Commission, which is the state regulatory body. But there's three of them. There's Consumer's Choice Basic, Consumer's Choice Extra, and Consumer's Choice Plus. And they just have varying amounts of calls that they allow. And Consumer's Choice Plus actually includes, for about $20 a month, you can get unlimited local calls, which would be any call 0 to 15 miles away, plus two calling features. And that's just perfect for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So that's been something, you know, we often say, you know, you shouldn't spend more than $25, $30 a month for phone service. And that's kind of been our goal, is to spread that word and to get people to just, you know, trim their bills. So, but, you know, there's a couple other things is that, you know, we've been on a campaign to get rid of something called Linebacker. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've seen it on your bill, but Linebacker is an insurance plan that AT&T sells, and all the phone companies sell it under different names. But for about $90 a year, it's about $7.50 a month, it will cover any repairs to the telephone wires inside the walls of your home. What they don't tell you is those repairs are needed on average about once every 25 to 30 years.
Right.
So we tell people to drop it. Now, there's always people. There's been a handful of people in mm-hmm. my time at Cub over my 10 years here who have said, you know, absolutely, I want Linebacker. I've had to have the phone company, you know, come into my home. There was one couple who had mice. They had a restored farmhouse, and they had mice down in Lamont, and they kept chewing through the wires, and they wanted Linebacker. And we found out later that when you look at the fine print, Linebacker just, it's normal wear and tear. It doesn't cover things like that. So.
Precisely. I mean, I myself have had to argue with the phone company over the Linebacker plan when the phone service wasn't working. Never mind also having to argue with them with regard to pieces of the phone infrastructure, which they're responsible for anyway, you know, out at the pole, which,
absolutely,
which is not anything that I'm responsible for.
Absolutely. Boy, you know your stuff. And that you know, arguing, though, that's a good thing.
It's no fun.
We try to tell our consumers, you know, just don't swear or anything, but, and don't threaten. But, you know, when you make a lot of noise, that can really work in your favor.
Well, and the biggest problem is, so much of the time, you know, there's no competition. You know, it depends on where you are. And things have changed some now with voice over internet phones.
Yes.
But, you know, when it was just your single local telephone company, whether it was AT&T or Ameritech before that, what were you going to do? I'm going to cancel my phone? Well, then you don't have a phone.
Absolutely.
You know, it gives you less leverage than maybe you might have now. Although, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what is it like out there? In the real world, for the average person who's looking for a home phone and maybe isn't interested in the triple play from Comcast for $100 a month with internet and phone and 175 channels that they don't watch.
Well, you know, I often say that, you know, I think we really try hard. We've got a lot of hip people at Cub. We have iPhone users and things like that. But so I don't ever want to say that I don't like technology. I love technology. But it does seem we have such great capabilities, and it is leaving a lot of people in its dust. You know, a lot of people are being left behind who could use it the most, you know, mm-hmm. which is unfortunate. You know, they're being that's one downside to the technology revolution, is that, you know, it's the technology wave is you know, leaving people in the wake. But so I think that, you know, a lot of people are really there's a lot of bewilderment out there. A lot of people you know, don't feel like they can get good information from the phone company. They'll say, you know, I tried calling the phone company. First of all, I couldn't talk to a real person. It took me forever. When I did finally talk to a real person, you know, they tried to sell me a more expensive plan. Mm-hmm. We just want good information. And I think that's why we hold those phone bill clinics, you know, is to give people good information.
So what happens at the phone bill clinic?
Oh, well, people come in, we sit at tables, and that's what will happen at the Lincolnwood Town Center August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They come in and they get a free compact fluorescent light bulb. We always give them something to save money on their energy bills, and then they'll sit down with their phone bill and we'll actually go over it. Now, this ties into you know, our five best ways to save. I talked about the Consumer's Choice Plan. I talked about Linebacker. You know, we'll look over their local plan, and we'll find out, you know, if a lot of times we talked about, you know, companies just get nickel and dime you to death. Well, there's 411 service, directory assistance. A lot of people pay $1 to $2, you know, per call.
Wow.
To get a number. When there are free directory assistance services out there, 1-800-INFO-FAST, you actually get to talk to a live person at 1-800-INFO-FAST, which is amazing.
Wow.
I've tested it many times and it's accurate, and the people are very nice. There's also 1-800-FREE-411, which is more of an automated service, so it's a little more difficult to get through, but still you get your number for free. So, you know, we'll scan the bill for things like Linebacker, for things like 411, if they're paying for 411. We'll look at what local calling plan they're on. And, on, you know, most people will be on this, again, this huge bloated plan, and it'll give them all these services. And almost always you go down the line and they're like, I don't want that. I don't even know what that is. You know, what is automatic callback? What is, you know, three-way calling? They'll have voicemail, and sometimes they already have an answering machine. You know, it's just amazing, and they'll be paying for all these things. And underneath the plan, and it'll have some great thing like Economy Solutions Plus or something. It'll have a great name like that makes it seem like you're going to save. And it'll say, by choosing this plan, you're saving $10 a month over choosing over buying each of these services separately.
Right.
Well, most people aren't going to want to buy, you know, those services separately. So, you know, if you're a high-tech household and you want a ton of calling features and you make a ton of calls, you have family all over the country, yeah, some of these plans can be great. But a lot of people, most people, don't make nearly enough calls or want nearly as many services.
And it adds up, because when you're talking about $10, $15 a month, you know, sure, it doesn't seem like it hurts right at that moment, but you, over the course of a year, you start talking about $120, $150.
Absolutely. It is amazing how, you know, like just like we were talking about with Linebackers, $750 a month doesn't seem like that big of a deal. $90, you know, after a couple of years, you know, the money
that
you spend, you know, if you knock out Linebacker, the money that you save will cover an inside wire repair if you ever need it done.
And you are listening to Media Geek. This is your weekly look at the world of grassroots and independent media, as well as a critical examination of our media environment. I'd like to say it's about media freedom and our right to communicate. And definitely, it's hard to communicate if you, in this modern world, without a telephone of some sort. And so that's why I'm talking to Jim Chilson. He's from the Citizens Utility Board here in Illinois, which is looking out for consumers just like you. And there are Citizens Utility Boards in other states. You mentioned Wisconsin. You mentioned Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And there probably are other groups looking out for consumers' rights in other states or nationwide, I would guess.
Yes. We have a national group called NESUCA, the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates, and that is made up of CUB-like groups all around the country. And I have to admit, a lot of times, you know, you have either state agencies whose their hands are tied in certain ways, and then you have other groups who just, you know, don't have the consumer support that we do. I mean, we are by no means a rich organization. We need as much help as we can get. We're currently fighting, you know, $1 billion in rate hike cases, and that is very expensive for a tiny group.
So you're 20. Fighting this. Do you fight this at the legislature? Do you fight this in court? Do you fight this at the ICC?
Excellent question. We have, we're about 20 people covering the entire state of Illinois. And we have, I'm part of the communications team, which we put together a library of publications on how to save people money. But we have a small policy team, a couple people. We have a small legal team. And the policy team lobbies for pro-consumer legislation down in Springfield. Actually, had a very exciting year. The headlines were all about deadlock, gridlock. And we actually helped push through a bill that will actually create on-bill financing, which, if you can believe this, this is an amazing thing for a state of Illinois. It really makes it a national leader in energy efficiency. But you'll actually be able to pay for an energy-efficient appliance with no upfront cost. You get a loan, and you pay it off on your utility bill a little bit each month. So that's going to be starting in probably early to mid-2010. So we had a very successful run at that. Also, that same bill included some ICC reforms. They put a two-year limit. Illinois Commerce Commission commissioners, when they leave the ICC, they often many times jump to very lucrative utility-related jobs, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. This law puts a two-year, you can't do that for 2 years after leaving the ICC.
That's a pretty big win, and I totally missed that because, indeed, I mean, that's what we see in Congress. That's what we see in the Federal Communications Commission. That's what we see in many other regulatory bodies, both state and federal. You know, if you ever doubted the notion of capture, that these agencies have been captured by the very industries that they regulate, it's that they go to these sweetheart deals. They get these great, much more lucrative jobs usually, you know, after ending their tenure. And what do they end up doing much of the time once they do that? They end up back lobbying the same organizations they were just working for.
Yeah. Another part of that law, exactly. Another part of that law, which was really great, was that it ended secret meetings between the utilities and the commissioners, that it was not unusual for a utility just before it filed for a rate hike to go in and meet with the commissioners and to give kind of a, they would call it an education, an educational meeting to tell them, brief them on the issues that are important to the utility company, which we always thought was completely unfair. And that actually banned those meetings. They can no longer do that. Yeah,
that's another really big win. I mean, to get that kind of push, especially in a gridlocked, legislature with a embattled governor.
Yeah, and it's definitely a step in the right direction. And you know, we're a nonpartisan group. We will we like to say we're not red or blue. We just care about the green and keeping the green in your pockets, whether through energy efficiency or cutting your phone bill. But you know, the current governor was we talked about the anger that there was in the early 80s. Well, the current governor was actually behind the was one of the leaders of the campaign that created CUB.
Governor Pat Quinn.
Yeah, Governor Pat Quinn, when he was a 30-something activist back in the 82, 83, 84, he pushed for statewide referendums that overwhelmingly supported the concept of a citizens' utility board. So, and that's created the kind of the political climate that got people like Big Jim Thompson, the governor then, and the legislature to pull behind the idea of a CUB. And there were many critics. You know, the Chicago Tribune editorialized, I hang that up on my wall, that those who think the Citizens Utility Board will save them money are going to be disappointed. And I like to say, well, after 25 years and we've helped save consumers about $10 billion by fighting rate hikes and securing refunds, that we've we like to think we've proved them wrong. That was the same newspaper, by the way, that did report Dewey defeats Truman. So
occasionally they're a little off the mark, is what you're saying. Or maybe they speak a little too soon. So let's talk about those other phones that people have now, the cell phones, right?
Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you asked about that. You know, this Monday we're actually having a news conference. We're putting out I would call it a groundbreaking report on the cell phone industry. What makes it interesting is that we have gathered data that previously had only been collected by the cell phone industry. And it's a very exciting tool that we've introduced into our arsenal of money-saving tools on our website. It's called the CUB Cell Phone Saver. You can go to www.citizensutilityboard.org, and it's right on the right. It's with the icon of a cell phone. And it's this amazing tool, and we are the first consumer group in the country to offer something like this. It's absolutely free, and if you are a residential customer of one of the top five wireless companies, AT&T, Sprint, U.S. Cellular, T-Mobile, or Verizon, you can actually upload an online version of your bill And within seconds, out will come a very detailed report showing where you can cut your bill. It's an amazing tool. I'm embarrassed, kind of embarrassed to say, but I tell everybody this, that it actually found a charge on my bill called roadside assistance. It's something that absolutely I shouldn't have been paying for. I'm a AT&T cell phone customer, and somehow I had signed up for some type of assistance package that if my car ever broke down, I would have roadside assistance through
like
my cell phone.
Like AAA or something like that, right?
right. And I didn't need it at all. I'm a member of AAA, and I had no business having that. It was about, again, we talk about nickel and diming. It's about $6 a month, but I had had it for years. It makes me cringe to think about that. But the cell phone saver found it, and it's this great tool. It's been saving people. On average, it's been showing people how to cut their bills by about actually more than $300 a year. So this data, in addition to being this great money-saving tool, for 10 months now, it has done top-to-bottom breakdowns of nearly 7,000 cell phone bills.
Wow.
That's an amazing amount of data. Again, that's only data that the cell phone companies had. Now, it's all aggregate. It's all anonymous. But we've been able to really analyze and come up with some interesting findings based on that analysis of those nearly 7,000 bills. And so we are going to come out with that report on Monday. We're actually going to be doing news conferences across the state, and we just started telling the media about it today. And we're very excited about this. And we're also very excited that, at those phone bill clinics I told you about, for years, people would come up to us and they'd say, I love what you did for my landline bill, but what can you do about this? And they'd have a cell phone bill in their hand. And, we would just shrug. So my boss made it one of his personal crusades. David Collotti is the executive director of Cub. He made it one of his personal crusades to find some type of tool that would help people save money on their cell phone bills. And I honestly did not think it were possible to actually create some type of software that can read a PDF of your bill, basically. And it's amazingly accurate. I mean, we have some people challenge it. And the great thing about it is the more people who use it, the stronger the tool gets because it learns. So it's an amazing tool. But we encourage everyone to try, the Cub Cell Phone Saver and to see if they can save. And that's kind of our purpose in doing these news conferences, to give some people some hope. We want to show people that there's a way out of cell hell. I wrote the first draft of the news release, and my boss said, this is way too negative. You have to be a little more positive, because you have to say, it uncovered all these overcharges, but actually it's really showing people, great ways that they can save. So we're very excited about that. That's one of our five best ways to save.
So Jim Chilson, your communications director.
Yes.
They're at Citizens Utility Board. And your website is what?
It is www.citizensutilityboard.org. It's an award-winning website, two-time winner of the Golden Trumpet Award.
That's great. And there's a lot of information there that's of use to anyone, whether you live in Illinois or not.
Absolutely. And the other thing is we have a phone saving center. Pick up your bill, pick up the phone. We'll go over your landline bill. We'll even get on the line with you and AT&T to help you make the cuts that you want. It's a great, great service, absolutely free. Hey, but don't forget about us. If you want to make a contribution, you always can.
and you also are on the Twitter.
That's right.
Twitter.com/CubIllinois. I've really enjoyed having you here. I'm glad that you folks are continuing to look out for not just our phone, but our electrical service, our gas, our energy service, and these things, which are just a fundamental part of modern life. I'm glad you're doing the work.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an honor, and I'd love to come back.
Thanks. And this brings to a close another edition of Media Geek. We'll be back in one more week with more news and views in our media environment. In the meantime, go to MediaGeek.net. That's on the interwebs. And that's the home of the Media Geek blog. The radio show is at radio.mediageek.net. You can subscribe to the podcast or listen right there in your browser. And if you have comments, send it to me, paul@mediageek.net. And, of course, the Twitter feed, twitter.com/mediageek. And if you want to read more about radio, go to my group blog. It's all about the future of radio. It's called radiosurvivor.com. Thanks for tuning in.